Well, we're talking about the growth that has occurred since the last presentation, so it's about 2 years ago, and the real goal here is to show that we're still moving forward. And this is really meant to just be a report, kind of an economic indicator of what's going on in the city. And we know there's more going on than what we're reporting, because the private side doesn't make all their activity public. This is what we know about.
So in total dollars, what do you have going for construction projects in Springfield now?
Well, since this measurement has actually been since the tornado. And since the tornado, with today's report, we're going to be at about $3.3 billion. So over 5 years' worth of activity. That's a really good indicator that that there's a lot of activity. And secondly, it's continuing. So, you know, the confidence and the optimism that people should feel, that's the point we really want to get across to everybody.
And that's a mix of publicly funded and privately funded projects?
Right. They're all public and privately funded. For instance, I mean, you have the casino is still ongoing. You have the Chinese Real Car Factory that's still ongoing. Falvey Linen, which came up here from Rhode Island and built another facility. On the private side, and on the public side, you've got the viaduct that is continuing. You've got an awful lot of school activity that people don't realize. You've got an awful lot of activity from the water and sewer department from a maintenance point of view that reaches $26 million on an annual basis. We're going to be building almost $10 million worth of roads and sidewalks. You know, so everything goes on and on and on. And, you know, there are bigger contributors like the Basketball Hall of Fame just completed a fundraising drive and they've exceeded their goal of $20 million. So there's going to be a refurb of the museum facility there. And the interesting part about everything that's happening, the preponderance of the projects are scheduled to be completed in 18. Which is the same time that the casino is going to be completed and the viaduct will be completed prior to that. So, you know, 17 and 18 are going to be big years for Springfield.
And those dollars, they stay local and there's a multiplier effect from that as well. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, especially. I mean, take a look at both the MGM project and the CRRC project in the eastern part of the city. I mean, they're both using local labor supplies, local union workers. They're using local suppliers, and the same is true with the Falvey Linen that's using local suppliers and local labor. So there really is the spin-off effect, and frankly, it really isn't just Springfield. It's regional, and one of the points that we want to get across to everybody is we may be the largest city around here, but really it's a regional effort. It's important that we do well, but it's also important that Holyoke does well, Chicopee does well, Westfield does well. It's all to our benefit. I mean, we all have certain things that we contribute to the local economy, and a lot of the spin-off effects of our projects is one of them.
Comparably, how does that development compare to other cities?
You know, I don't know that any other city actually releases that report, kind of a report on a citywide basis. Every year you see the economic impact that the government releases about Westover and about Barnes, and those numbers are really significant. So, but that's just one facility within the city's border. So, I mean, what we try to do is look at things on a citywide basis, and the point that we're trying to make, and again, it's a report. We're not trying to make it into something that it's not. But we need to tell people the good things that are happening. Too often the reports are about the negative. And we're trying to point out to people that Springfield really is rising, and that's today's slogan. And I think that we hope the rest of the region rises with us.
Does Springfield still have room to grow? Is there still areas of the city that can be developed, that can host major construction projects?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the areas that you look at, I mean, we'll put it this way. In an urban area, you're talking about redevelopment, which is much, much more difficult than development for the simple reason that you're usually dealing with some type of an environmental concern on the land that you're trying to redevelop, and something already exists there, so you may have to demolish it. So you start off with with certain things that you have to deal with. But one of the areas that you can simply think about is where the gas blast was. And that gas blast blew up, what, 3-4 blocks of the city. And frankly, it's an area that's now on the periphery of a lot of our development. So it just makes sense that's going to be the new frontier within the city. And we're talking about that right now.
After all of those big projects get completed in 2018, what's going to be next? What's next on the horizon? Do you have people coming into the city pitching you on development projects?
Yeah, there's been no slowdown in the number of people that are knocking on the door and they want to come in and talk. Now, you can't get too excited about everybody that wants to come through the door and wants to talk, because not all of them turn into something. But a percentage of them will, and who knows whether we're going to see big things like the viaduct in like MGM. I mean, those don't come along every day, but 10, $20 million projects is a significant impact, and you do get a lot of $20 million projects.